Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we discuss Islamic political directives, the very first chapter of most Islamic books which deal with the political law of Islam or the political directives of Islam is that it says that that man is the vicegerent of God on this earth. He is a successor of God on this earth. He's the Khalifa of God on this earth. And generally, the verse which is presented to corroborate this view is that of Surah Baqarah, which says, in which God says, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." I am going to make a khalifa on this earth. So on the basis of this verse, it is construed that man is God's khalifa on this earth. Now, it needs to be understood that the word khalifa has two meanings. One, of course, is in the meaning of succession, a person who succeeds the other person who has been delegated some authorities. And the other is simply a person who has authority and power without he being delegated these powers by some superior beings or by some other person who is superior to him. And if one deliberates on the verse which I just read out to you, this verse of Surah Baqarah, where one comes to realize that it has been used in this second meaning of that of a person who has been invested with authority, a person who has been invested with the freedom to exercise his will. This is because if it had to be used in the first meaning, that a person is a successor of God on this earth, then the word Khalifa had to be defined in some manner, for example, through the article Alif Lam, by saying Al-Khalifa, or by a Muzafalah which says Khalifati, my Khalifa. In the absence of these two defining articles, one cannot attribute the meaning of successor to God in this particular verse. Now, one can ask this question, whether the second meaning which has been attributed to this word, that is, man is a person who has been invested with power and authority, has this ever been used in the Quran or not? We find several examples of this usage, and I'll just quote one example in which the words are "Wazkuru is ja'alakum khulafa min ba'di qawmi Nuh." The qawmi Ad is addressed in this verse, and the words are, "And remember when he made you khulafa after Noah's folks." So we know that the people of Ad, they did not succeed the people of Noah. There is a big time difference between the two. And the people of Ad, they were in power after many centuries after the people of Noah. And we also know that the people of Ad, they attained power in an entirely different area of the Arabian Peninsula. So we cannot attribute the meaning of succession to the Qawmi Ad here simply because they did not succeed. We know that there were a number of other nations which existed in history between the people of Noah and the people of Ad, and who were actually in power. So therefore, in this particular verse, the word khulafa has to mean people who have been invested in the power and authority, regardless of the fact that they are successors to some person or some polity before them. So it is absolutely certain that the doctrine of vicegerency of man has no basis in the Quran. It has become very popular these days. However, it has no basis in the Quran. The verse which is generally thought to corroborate this philosophy or this theory has an entirely different meaning, and the word Khalifa is used in an entirely different meaning in that particular verse. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ